Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you, Lord, for truly this is the day that you have made, and Father, we choose to rejoice therein. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare and affirm that we will live a life of victory. We declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, that that which is impossible will become possible for us because we believe you and we trust you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the miracles that will show up, unexpected miracles that will show up in our life. Father, we thank you, Lord, for new opportunities that you're bringing across our way. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we thank you and decree these opportunities, Father, cause us to move forward and embrace all that you will bring our way. Father, we thank you and we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that we are the head and not the tail. Father, we decree and profess in your holy name that no good thing will you withhold from us. Father, we declare and decree in the name of Jesus that your favor will move forward in our life, that it will rest upon us, that it will be in our home, it will be on our jobs, it will be at our workplace, it will be in our churches, it will be in our community, it will be in this land. Father, we give your name the praise and the honor because, Father, we declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper because we arise up. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for the power. We lay claim to all your blessings, to all your promises that you have made unto us this day, now, and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we affirm it, we declare it, and it is so in Jesus' name. Come on, people of God, let's start praying in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Father God, we give you the glory and we give you the honor. We give you the praise, for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. We give you thanks, God, because you give us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the glory and majesty and dominion and power. All glory belongs to you. Father, we decree and declare victory over the spirit of terrorism, spirit of the terrorism over our families, marriages, our finances, our health, our children. Lord God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold of violence that's been launched against the people of God, because you give us the victory over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Therefore, God, we reverse every curse. We reverse every negative prayer prayed against your people, and we declare breakthrough and deliverance and healing. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you for this midnight hour. We thank you for the power of agreement, and we come together where two or more agree that whatever we ask, it shall be granted. And so, Lord, tonight we thank you that your dunamis power, that miracle-working power, even that Jesus felt the virtue leave when he perceived that there was someone there that was sick. Lord, I thank you that tonight you're hearing our request for healing, healing in the land, healing in the people that are sick, healing in relationships, healing all over the world, Lord. We just thank you that you are bringing healing and new beginnings in this midnight third watch hour. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you for all that you're doing, and we praise you for each and every miracle that is wrought by your blood. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you and we glorify your name. We thank you, O God, for this time that we have to come before you with thanksgiving and to sing to you praises, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are doing mighty things in our lives. And sometimes we may not see it at the moment, but we know that you are working everything together for our good. And so, God, tonight we thank you for the families on this line and those that are associated with the ministry. We pray, oh God, that you bless each and every family. We pray that you grant peace, harmony, in the name of Jesus. We pray for financial strength, oh God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless those that are on the midst of this call, oh God. Just give us the strength to move on from day to day. Give us courage, oh God, to move into our position, oh God, into our purpose, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you are providing for us. You are providing for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Break every stronghold that may be holding us back in the name of Jesus. We command that any strongholds be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just praise you, O God, because we know that you hear us, O God. You hear us, O God, and we thank you for this moment in time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I thank you for this time of gathering and fellowshipping, Father God, for victory is ours in this hour and in this time, and I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for every mother, Father God, assembled on this line, whether grandmother, great-grandmother, godmother, or spiritual mother, Father God. Thank you for placing the mothers in our life, Father God, and we hold them up, Father God, as they've held up their children and their husbands, Father God. We hold them up, Father God, as they've held up a nation, as they've even held up a ministry, Father God. We thank you for all the spiritual mentoring mothers in this hour, Father God, who are watching over the church and over the land. And I also ask you, Father God, to continue to give the victory and healing to Jimmy Hayes, Ronald Blake, Frank Tucker, Kevin Williams, and Bula, Father God, turning around the the situation for victory for your glory, Father God. And we thank you for all the grandparents raising grandchildren in this hour, too. Continue to bless them, Father God, and strengthen them. We give you the praise. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, in Jesus' name, we give you thanks and praise. Lord, knowing, Lord, unto you, Lord, shall the gathering the people be. We thank you, Father, for your anointed presence already on the line. For you said, we're two or three gathered together in your name. Father, there you are in the midst of us. In Jesus' name, Father, as we lift up even those in authority, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, we pray, Lord, that you continue to unctionize them, Father. You continue, Lord, to send forth your ministering angels to minister strength in every area of their life, Father. We know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we thank you, Father, for touching even Prophetess Mother and Mary Jordan, Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, and the entire Jordans and Barron family, even Zoe Ministries, Father, the company of prophets, my God, even to the globalization of the prophetic, Father. Your grace, my God, will continue to abound in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your blood that will cover our lives and cover our homes and cover, like God, everyone represented, Father, even every nation, Father, you have sent, assigned your angels, my God, to encamp around about us and around every coast and every border. And we thank you for your protection as you watch over us daily in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this midnight cry. We seek your face, dear Lord, and we thank you for an open heaven. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. We thank you for your protection and your provision. We thank you for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we thank you, Father, for you are mighty warrior, strong in battle. And we thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment is condemned. We plead the blood of Jesus over our family and all that, everything that concerns us, Father. Lord, we thank you. We bless the Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah and their entire family. We thank you, Father God, that you keep them in the palm of your hand. And I bless my family, Lord. We thank you, Father. And we bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we thank you for this moment right now. We thank you for every company of prophet that is on this line. We thank you for every partner, every person that is listening to the sound of our voice. Lord, we thank you for the Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan. We thank you for First Lady Pastor. Lord, we thank you for the great ministers and great preachers and pastors and prophets that is connected to this ministry. Lord, guide them and give them strength and help them continue to give the word of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for all the mothers in this prophetic church and around the world. Lord, we thank you. We ask that you give them supplements and give them encouragement and give them love and give them happiness and give them the will to keep going on and keep fighting in your name. Lord, we thank you so much for your love and your guidance and your patience and your understanding, because we know things that we have done was not for you, but you loved us through it, and you gave us more encouragement, and you kept us along the way. You kept us along the path, and Lord, we thank you, and we thank you for guiding us and keeping us along the way. We thank you for spiritual enlightenment, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the supernatural, and I thank you right now for even my mother right now as she's going through what she's going through. I thank you for every mother, and once again, and Lord, we thank you for Prophetess Marcia Brown as her birthday is today. Lord, we give her the strength and give her encouragement, and we give her love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
And Father God, we just give you thanks. I give you thanks, my God, for another year of life. I thank you for another life, year of strength, oh God. I pray, my God, for all the young, the older, the elderly in this city, in this world, oh God. Cover them, my God, with your blood, oh God. Give them protection, my God. Give them people who would work with them, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, for they are no more. They are yours as well, my God. Cover them as the children, as the covered children in this world. Protect them, oh God, hallelujah, from harms and danger. Lord, we give you the praise and honor and the glory. We thank you, my God, for the travelers. Those are traveling this time of the night. Thank you, my God, for covering, my God, them. Cover them, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you for business, my God. The businesses, oh God. We thank you, my God, for providing, my God, new ideas. We thank you, my God, for providing right people, oh God. Hallelujah. Meet every need, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch every life, my God. Hallelujah. My God, we just thank you for your healing power, my God. The blood that cleanses us all in Jesus' precious name. Thanks and praise. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I want to thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. I thank you, God, for the truth of you that resonates in us, oh God. I thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine. I thank you, God, for liberating conditions, God. I thank you, God, for setting us free, oh God. I thank you, God, for as you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. I thank you, God, for creativity, oh God. I thank you, God, for protection over our children, oh God. And I thank you, God, for making us fearless, oh God. I thank you, Jesus, for being with the sick and shut-in. I thank you for your healing powers, oh God. I thank you, God, for favor in our home and at our door, oh God. I decree and declare, oh God, prosperity and success come our way, oh God. I decree and declare, oh God, of your healing power, that your healing working power is working here right now, this day, oh God, and healing many, God. I thank you, God, for all those who don't know you to recognize their sins, repent, and give their hearts and minds to you, that they will become your child, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, that you never lost a battle, oh God. I thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, ordering our step, oh God. And I thank you for the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you give us, God. And I thank you, God, for letting us know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it, oh God. And God, I want to thank you that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, O God. And thank you for letting the wicked fall in their own nests. I thank you, Almighty Power One, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, and Father God, we thank you even now. Another day. We thank you for another midnight cry, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because we know that this is the day that you have made, Father, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you even now for our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, right now we want to lift up every prayer, every petition, Father God, every supplication before you, Father God, and we see it done in advance, Father God. Father God, we want to thank you even now for the company of prophets, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for touching each and every one of them and each and every one of their families, Father God, for only you know that the plans that you have for us, Father God, plans for us to prosper, plans to give us a future, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for lifting up each and every pastor, Father God, each and every leader, Father God. Father God, we thank you for continued strength, Father God, in this season, Father God. We thank you for increase in this season, Father God. We thank you for touching our head, Father God, touching our bodies, touching our physical bodies, Father God. We thank you for touching our children, Father God. Father God, right now I want to lift up even my mother, Father God. I want to lift up Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, and I want to lift up also my mother-in-law, Father God. I want to lift up Prophetess Mother Marcia, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for both of them, Father God. Thank you for their remarkable contribution, Father God. I want to lift up all of the mothers, Father God, even in a time like this, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for their contribution, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you even now, Father God, for each and every one of the brothers as well, Father God. I want to thank you for my brothers and want to thank you for each and every people of God and their families, Father God. I want to thank you for touching them. I want to thank you for a divine hedge of protection, Father God. Even as the people of God travel, as their family travels, Father God, I want to thank you for blessing them as they come and as they go, Father God. I want to thank you for making us the head and not the tail, above and not below, Father God. I want to thank you even now for specifically raising up a standard, Father God, against the enemy when he may come in like a flood. Father God, we thank you even now for doing a new thing inside of marriages and inside of relationships and inside of the people of God's heart, Father God. We thank you for new joy, Father God. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Next prophet, Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer, even at the top of the morning, Father God. We thank you for all the people of God here on the line even now. We thank you for every family. We thank you for life. We thank you for love. We thank you for ministry, Father God. We thank you for peace even now, Father. Father, allow right relationships come our way, Father God. Order our steps even now, Father. Bring about a spirit of peace in our homes and in our household, Father God. Bring about divine healing and restoration even now, Father God. Father, touch everyone's physical body even now and bring wholeness and completion even now, Father God. Father, we Father, allow your will to be done in each and every one of our lives even now. In your mighty name we pray. I love you and thank you for this opportunity. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I come to you with an open heart, just ready to receive your love and your increase and your peace around us, God. Father God, I ask that you cover each family member and everyone that is sitting on this conference call tonight. Cover them and favor them this day, God. Cover them and favor them wherever they go, God. Increase their life, God. Give them the wisdom. Give them the peace, God. Father God, I ask that you send blessings and miracles and breakthroughs in each and everyone's life, God, because we give you the thanks and we give you the praise, God. Father God, you get the glory in everything that we do. I thank you, God, for our children, God, that they may have sweet, pleasant, peaceful dreams, God. Favor them in the school system. Favor them wherever they go. Cover them as they travel from one area to another, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for even my spouse, God, for even giving him the wisdom and the creative ideas, God, to keep moving forward, God. I thank you, God, for even giving me the creative ideas and increasing others, God, for you have called us to be creators in your name. And Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank you right now. We come before your throne of grace, and we say thank you. Even as David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And Father God, even as David even spoke, the eyes of the Lord upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. And we thank you, Father God, that the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivers them out of all troubles. We thank you, Father God, that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. And Father God, even as the disciples asked you, Lord, teach us to pray. And when we pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done as it in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we just thank you for this day, for truly you are in control of everything that we do, that we desire, and that we are moving forward. And Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, cause this day that we stepped into, let it be a day like no other day, Father, because, Father, you said in your word that you load us with benefits daily. And, Father, we are open to receive all that you have for us, Father. And, Father, I pray in your precious name that you would touch every individual that's on this call tonight, Father. Father, touch every household, every situation, because there is nothing too hard for you to do. There is nothing that is impossible for you to do, Father. Father, only you can do it, Father. And Father, I pray that your will be done in each and every one of our lives today, Father. And Father, as we navigate towards this day, Father, Father, lead us and guide us, Father. Cause us not to say anything that we should not say. Cause us not to be in any places that we should not be. But lead us and guide us, Father. Father, let us begin to move forward in your wisdom, Father. Let us begin to move forth and begin to speak and stand upon your word, Father. Let righteousness prevail in our life, Father. Let integrity be part of us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we worship you as we move forward in this day, Father. We thank you, Lord, for protection and for safety. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that does go before us, Father. Father, give us peace, give us strength, give us happiness. And Father, cause the love to begin to be moved from brother to brother, from sister to sister, from mother to daughter, daughter to mother, son to mother, son to father. Lord, let love prevail in our life, Father. Cause us to rise up and provoke the Jews to jealousy, Father. Move in our lives like only you can move, Father. And, Father, we'll give your name the praise and the thanks, Father. And, Father, as we move forth, Father, touch those that are incarcerated. Touch those that are sick and not at ease, Father. Father, touch them, Lord, from the crown of their head even unto the soles of their feet. Touch our children, Father. Touch our parents, Father. Father, we pray and ask that you would touch everything that needs to be touched in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your anointing power that is even now at work, Father. Father, even as we lie down on this early morning, Father, to rest, Father, cause us to have sweet dreams and sweet sleep, Father. Speak to our hearts and soul even as we sleep and rest in you, Father, and allow us to rise up with supernatural strength. Arise, allow us to rise up being revitalized in you. And, Father, we'll be so careful in your name, the praise and the thanks, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Well, Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase, but family, people of God, I love every one of you to life. Let us keep on keeping on because, listen, our reward is sure. The walls are coming down, walls of trouble, aggravation, frustration. It's falling down and coming down in the name of Jesus. And every demon, every spirit that would try to rise up against us, Holy Ghost has already been appointed to them, and the Holy Ghost is already discharging them of their assignment because they are already under our feet in Jesus' name. Amen. So, people of God, I love you. I thank God for you, family. Let us keep on keeping on, and let us share the news and tell others that there is a word from the Lord. They can speak, and they can hear what thus said the Lord, and they could speak to their God. Amen, because this is a two-way relationship. Amen. So thank you, Prophetess Naomi. I love you. Love you, Prophet. Let us keep
love
on keeping
too.
On. Peace and blessings to everyone.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Deborah. We love you, and we appreciate you as well. All right, is there any announcements from any other company or prophets? Please do so and announce.
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica, and I just wanted to announce tomorrow, well, later on today, at 12 noon, we will be back for Pop Life with our very own Prophetess Cheryl Clark with a checkup from the neck up. So you do not want to miss that. And also, I just wanted to say a very happy birthday to my mommy, Mother Marcia.
Amen. Happy birthday, Mother Marcia.
Happy birthday, Dignus Marcia. God bless you. What a great way to start your birthday.
Yes, indeed. Happy birthday. Thank you so much for that, Prophetess Jessica. Also, we will be back here at 9 a.m. We will be back here at 9 a.m. with our Archbishop Master Prophet with live teaching. Then we'll be going to Pop Life Radio. Then after that, we will be back here. We will be back here at 11:55 where we will start our lineup and we will start to go into our midnight prayer call. I want to say good night and thank you to you all and God bless.
Good night. We love you all. Peace.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night. God bless.